Thakur ki jai. Prem se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shama Kunja Radha Kunja Giri Govardhan ki jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Maya Purnavadip Dham ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. ISKCON founder Charya Shri Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki jai. All glories come to devotees. All glories come to devotees. All glories come to devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Paramba. All glories to Shri Prabhupada. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra
Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So we're continuing our reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 17, entitled The Lord Travels to Vrindavan. Today we're doing text 146 to 149. And responsibly. In unison. Etabali se vipra atma sata kari prati uti matura chalila gaura hari. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that Brahman as his devotee. The next morning, rising very early, the Lord started for Mathura. After saying this, means the previous verse, text 145, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells this Brahman. He's speaking right now to one Brahman that had told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he was very sorry to hear the Mayavad Sannyasis, particularly Prakashananda Saraswati, talk ill of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and saying that, oh, you shouldn't go see him, he's just a sentimentalist. This Brahman had requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to somehow to take mercy, give mercy on him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke last verse. He says, I have brought a heavy load to sell in this city. To take it back again is a very difficult job. Therefore, if I give but a fraction of the price, I shall sell it here in this city of Kashi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, is referring to that the heavy load of Krishna consciousness, of Krishna praying. Namo Mahavinaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, that is his business in this incarnation of, as the, his appearance as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to distribute Krishna consciousness, Krishna Prema to anyone and everyone. So he says, I have brought this load to sell in the city. To take it back is a very difficult job. Therefore, if I get but a fraction of the price, I shall sell it here in the city of Kashi. So today's verse, after saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the Brahman as his devotee. The next morning, rising very early, the Lord started for Mathura. Text 147. Saitina Sangai Chale Prabhu Nishadila Dura Haite Tin Jane Gare Kataila. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started for Mathura, all three devotees started to go with him. However, the Lord forbade them to accompany him, and from a distance he asked them to return home. Eighteen Sangha Chale, the three devotees who were accompanying him, that it doesn't say to give any names here, but you can understand it's most probably it means referring to this Brahman, along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's close associates, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar. So today's, what do we got? Oh, 148. Prabhu Guna Gana Kare Pranam Aptahaya. Feeling separation from the Lord, the three used to meet and glorify the holy qualities of the Lord. Thus they were absorbed in ecstatic love. Text 149, we can do responsively. Prayage asya prabhu kaila bhini snam.
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 Madhava dekhiya preme kaila nityagam.
Madhava dekhiya preme kaila nityagam.
Madhava dekhiya preme kaila nityagam. Prayage asya prabhu kaila bhini snam.
Prayage asya prabhu kaila bhini snam.
Madhava dekhiya preme kaila nityagam.
Madhava dekhiya preme kaila nityagam. Prayage. To Prayag. Asya. Coming. Prabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kaila. Did. Daini. Snan. Bathing in the confluence of the Ganges and Yamuna. Madhava. The predominating deity there. Daini Madhava. Dekhiya. Seeing. Praying in ecstatic love, Kaila performed Nityagan, dancing and chanting. Translation purport by Sangresh Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to Prayag, where he bathed at the confluence of the Ganges and the Yamuna. He then visited the temple of Daini Madhava and chanted a dance there in ecstatic love. Purport. The city of Prayag is situated a few miles from the city of Allahabad. The name Prayag is given due to successful sacrifices performed there. It is said, Prakrishna Jaga Jaga Phalam Dasmat. If one performs sacrifices at Prayag, he certainly gets immediate results without difficulty. Prayag is also called Tirtharaj, the king of all places of pilgrimage. This holy place is situated on the confluence of the rivers Ganga and Yamuna. Every year a fair takes place there known as Magh Mela, and every 12 years a Kumbh Mela is also held. In any case, many people come to bathe there every year. During Magh Mela, people from the local district generally come, and during Kumbh Mela, people come from all over India to live there and bathe in the Ganges and Yamuna. Whoever goes there immediately feels the place's spiritual influence. A fort located there was constructed by the Emperor Akbar about 500 years ago, and near the fort is a place called Trivani. On the other side of Prayag is an old place known as Pratishtanpur. It is also well known as Junsan. Many saintly people live there, and consequently it is very attractive from the spiritual point of view.
Amajana tamilandasya janjana salakaya chaksurun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya mano vishtam stapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam tatati swapalantikam. Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna prastaya bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Vishitarani Panchakalpa Turvyascha Kripasindhya Vita Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So this is a nice, very nice purport about the, Prayag. Srila Prabhupada used to live in Prayag. He had his Prayag pharmacy there as a householder. He lived there for some years. And actually this is the place where he received initiation from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur there. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur noted that this boy he likes to hear. So he gave him initiation. We had the opportunity of visiting there a few times, many times. We used to camp there sometimes for our preaching. And as Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, whoever goes there immediately feels the place's spiritual influence. That we can attest to, that the place is has a very different atmosphere than some of the other places in India, of course, that are not like Vrindavan. Even the holy places, they have different types of atmospheres. I remember very clearly when we went to Dwarka, our base was in Vrindavan that time. We used to travel throughout northern India, but we went to Dwarka for the beginning of the Padayatra. And we felt that this place is just like Vaikuntha. There's no type of no anxiety there. Very peaceful place. Of course, Vrindavan has a different kind of atmosphere. Very ecstatic, not necessarily so peaceful as one would think. The gopis of Vrindavan are always in full anxiety for Krishna. Just like here in the text 148, it says, Prabhura virahe tina ekrata mumilya, that these three devotees, they were feeling great separation from the Lord. So this is this atmosphere in Vrindavan is more like that. They're feeling all the separation, as the six Goswamis of Vrindavan are described, that hey rad hey raja devi ke chalalite hey nanda suno puta. Puta means where you are. Where is the son of Nanda Maharaj? Where is the daughter of King Vrishabhanu? They're always feeling lamenting and great ecstasy, feelings of separation, the six Goswamis. So, anyway, in this place, this Prayag, it has this atmosphere because this is a huge festival, this Kumbh Mela. We had at least one time, maybe two times, and then they have, that's every 12 years it comes. And after 6 years, they have what is called the Ardha Kumbh. Ardha means half, so they have a half a Kumbh Mela. And besides that, you can say also that this Kumbh Mela takes place at three other locations. We had opportunity to visit all of them during the Kumbh Mela. They had Haridwar, or Nasik, and Ujjain.
Of course, what is that? Yatirta Buddhi Salile Nakahichi Janesh Vabigeshu Saeva Gokara, that these places, simply to go to take bath there is not the business of an intelligent person. Srila Prabhupada taught us that one should go to such holy places to hear from the great personalities there, the saintly persons. So this name, Prayag, I don't know, here Srila Prabhupada starts with the city of Prayag is situated a few miles from the city of Allahabad. It's a little bewildering because I was generally the impression is that the names are synonymous. Allahabad means the place of Allah. It was given by one of the Mughal emperors, Akbar or Aurangzeb. And they built a big fort there, which is still standing. Just adjacent to the fort, there's one very ancient temple of Hanuman. Very ancient, that is lying down, actually. And then further up, away from the, what is that, the Ganga, is the Dashashram Edagat, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami. Was it 10 days? I think he instructed Rupa Goswami for 10 days at this place in Allahabad. And therefore, the Gaudiya Math, they named this their temple after this, they call it the Sri Rupa Gaudiya Math, after Rupa Goswami, who was instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. So it also says this Prakrishta Yaga, Yaga Palam Jasmat, but this Prayag is the coming from this word, Prayag, to Srila Prabhupada. Many times he uses this Prakrishta. This word Prakrishta means completely or sufficiently or extraordinarily, and Yaga means is a different way of saying the sacrifice, yaga. So Prakrishta yaga, that they completely sacrifice is yaga palam jasmat, where one gets very quick results from his sacrifices. Lord Brahma, he performed one sacrifice there that they given this name, Prayag. Prakrishta rupena, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Prakrishta rupena, he uses that prefix. He points out many places that Prakrishta Mata, Pramata, Prakrishta Rupena Mata, one who is sufficiently mad, as in the verse Nunam Pramata, Kurutevi Karma, Indriya Prita Aprinoti, that people who are mad, sufficiently mad, Pramata, they're taking sense gratification is their only business in life. Yet indriya prita apanoti. Indriya prita, they're very fond of sense gratification. And even the word prahlad is coming from this prakrishta rupena halad. The halad means happiness, and prakrishta means like that, sufficiently or extraordinarily happy. And this Praja, Pranipat, even Prasad. Srila Prabhupada says that Prasad means completely satisfied. Prakrishta Rupena Ad. Prajna. So, this festival, this Kumbh Mela, is a very extraordinary festival. Accepted in this Guinness Book of World Records like that. It's accepted as the greatest, the largest gathering of human beings for a religious purpose. Sometimes they get up to 12 million people like that. And they're all camped up. It's a very amazing situation, how they camp, they make these, they put big sheets of steel to make roads on the sand dunes like that, the sandbar at the confluence of the Ganges and Jamuna. Sometimes they say Saraswati is also flowing there. They say like that invisibly the Saraswati comes from underground. Saraswati River is very mystical. It comes up in different places in India, like that. But they say Triveni. Triveni means three rivers. Triveni. So these three rivers are supposedly confluence there. And to take bath there, that Kumbh Mela is celebrated because that when the demigods and demons turn the ocean of milk to produce this nectar so that they could become deathless, they wanted to, they turn this ocean. Of course, they produced so many different items, but ultimately Dhanvantara came up with this pot of nectar. And there was some disagreement. There was some fighting over this pot of nectar, who would get the pot of nectar. They say that sometimes this nectar dropped in these four different places, Ujjain, Nasik, Haridwar, and Prayag. And so every 3 years at one of these places, this Kumbh Mela takes place. And Srila Prabhupada said that, of course, many of the sadhus that come there, they're not very high standard, but along with them come so many very great personalities, saintly persons, sadhus. Some of them, Srila Prabhupada said, are 300 or 400 years old, and they take bath with their mystic powers. They take bath in the Ganges River, and they come up in the ocean, or they come up in another place. They have different particular places that they enjoy taking bath in. They're able to go from one place to another through their mystic powers. Anyway, like I said, we had opportunity to go there, and on particular days, such as like Makar Sankranti, that's when the earth, when the sun moves. Makar Sankranti, Makar means the sign of Capricorn. When the sun moves into the sign of Capricorn, the sun's movement begins north, and actually, every month there's a Sankranti, when the sun is moving from one astrological sign to the next. But this Makar Sankranti is especially celebrated. They chose that day for the opening of the Bombay Temple, Makar Sankranti, in 1978, just after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, as an auspicious day. Particularly in Bombay, the people, they have just a very simple celebration. They fly kites on this Makar Sankranti day. There are lots of kites in the air you can see in Bombay. So anyway, this Makar Sankranti, this is one of, they have particular, because they go there, this Kumbh Mela festival, sometimes it's called Magh Mela, that happens every year. So sometimes we also went for Magh Mela. Of course, there's much fewer people there, maybe 1 or 2 million as opposed to like 12 million. Some people, of course, go every year to take bath at the this Triveni, this fair that takes place. And they have big, so many, all the groups, all the spiritual groups, not all of them, of course, but hundreds, thousands, probably thousands of different groups, they come and they set up camp there. They have pandals like we have with our Holy Name Festival. They set up pandals, big tents, and they have these corrugated steel walls around the camps. And they hold their discourses there and whatever other types of activities they do. And on these different days, Makara Sankranti, the full moon, the Ekadasi, or particularly the Amavasya, the new moon day, they have, they calculate particular astrological time. I think the Kumbh Mela itself is calculated according to where Jupiter is, along with the sun and moon is in, Capricorn. And Jupiter moves throughout the zodiac every 12 years. So in this way they calculate. Sometimes I remember that they have calculated that this is a Maha Kumbh, that this happens every 144 years. But it seemed like they used that on more than one occasion, so I don't know how they calculate. But anyway, many millions of people come there. They have different camps. One time we had at the Kumbh Mela, we were going around to the different camps. Some devotees, particularly from Calcutta, Adhidharan Prabhu was getting donations so that we could give them free Bhagavad Gita's to all the Mahants. Mahant is the leader of that particular group. We would go around and we would meet these different personalities and give them Bhagavad Gita. When we ran out, we were giving them subscriptions to our Hindi magazine. And we came across Srila Prabhupada's Acharya Prabhakar, the one personality that Srila Prabhupada initiated before he went to America in Jhansi. He was maybe his first disciple. He's a big Sanskrit scholar. He was not very respectful to Srila Prabhupada. But anyway, he remembered Srila Prabhupada, how they chanted and danced together. So this holy place of Prayag, this is greatly celebrated. Srila Prabhupada went there he went there for 1971. And in 1977, one of them was the Ardha Kumbh Mela, and one was the Kumbh Mela. I forget which was which. Probably, I think 77 was the Kumbh Mela and Ardha Kumbh. So on these particular special bathing days, they have big processions of these sadhus, and particularly they call it Akaras, the groups, the main groups, they have big number of sadhus, particularly the Nagababas. Naga means they're naked, basically. They smear their body with ashes, most of them, they're Shaivites. And they smear their body with ashes and they go and take big procession. They're Mahant, they have the Mahant, who rides on a big asan, either on top of traditionally it was an elephant. They would use elephants. They would ride on top of an elephant, or sometimes they have horses nowadays, and sometimes they use some type of vehicle, like a truck or something, and they would decorate very nicely with flower garlands, and the Mahant would be sitting there with his trident or big turbans and so many garlands, and all his followers would be going along in a big procession. And according to their position, different akaras, different groups had different status in the sadhu society, sadhu samaj. And they would, according to that position, they would go either at the exact time. They would go first for their bath, or they would go next, or according to their status like that. So, as I said, we went there for these festivals, the Kumbh Mela festival. One time when we were in Prayag, we went across the river, and we visited one place where Vallabhacharya used to live. That's mentioned, Adaila Gram. It's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya was invited by Vallabha when he was in Prayag. I think when he was coming back from Vrindavan. He was invited by this Vallabha to his house for dinner, for lunch like that. And Vallabha, he was a great Vaishnav. He was very celebrated Vaishnav. He started this Vallabhacharya Sampradaya. In the beginning, he was not exactly aligned with any particular Sampradaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very much, Vallabha was very much attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he tried to impress him in many different ways. One time he came to Jagannath Puri and told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he had written a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam where he he disagreed with the commentary of Sridhar Maharaj, who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted as the original commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, Sridhar Swami. And when he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this commentary was better than Sridhar Swami's commentary, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sort of chastised him. He said that the one who doesn't accept the Swami, I accept as a prostitute. Swami is the name that they use for a wife calls her husband, Swami, or master, I guess is the English translation. And similarly, Sridhar Swami is, so he uses that play on words, that one who doesn't accept the Swami is a prostitute. So, where we are. Ultimately, Vallabha, he wrote a nice commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam, Subodhani Tika. He had a couple of sons, Gopinath and Vitaleshwar. As we mentioned, Vitaleshwar was in Mathura, and like he had this deity of Gopal that was established by Madhavendra Puri, this Vitaleshwar, and his followers, they took over the service of this Gopal deity and moved to Rajasthan, where it became known as very celebrated as Srinathji, one of the most famous deities in at least in northern India. So many great personalities. These holy places, of course, this is the according to the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhavadvida Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani Santastena Gadabhuta. When Bhagirath was doing austerities to bring the Ganges to the earth, Ganges, when he became successful and Ganges appeared to him, and Bhagirath wanted to utilize the waters of the Ganges to deliver his ancestors who had been cursed by Kapila Rishi. So when he finally, through the force of his austerities, he got darshan of Ganges. So the Ganga told him that there's two problems. That when I come from the heavenly planets, she flows through the heavenly planets. And she said, when I come to the earth, the force of my descent will be very powerful. How will it will... Who will sustain it? How will it be sustained? The earth will not have the power to sustain the force of her descent. So Bhagirath said that she told Bhagirath that you have to get someone like Lord Shiva to. You see the Lord Shiva, sometimes his picture was there with the Ganges, falls on the head of Lord Shiva. And he said there's one other problem, that these So many sinful persons will come and take bath in my waters, and I'll become overburdened with the sinful reactions of all these sinful people that take bath in the waters. But in this verse, Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani, the holy places of pilgrimage are particularly sanctified by the presence of the great personalities who go there. They sanctify these places of pilgrimage by the presence of the Lord within their hearts. Santa, their interior, Anta, Santa Stena, is situated, Vidabrata, the Supreme Lord is situated in their hearts. Now one may ask, well, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is in everyone's hearts. How come they're not sanctifying, everyone doesn't sanctify these places? But there's quite a difference in the manifestation of the Lord in the heart of the great souls and the manifestation of the Lord in the heart of the fools and rascals or the godless persons. This Queen Kunti, she prays like that Maya Jevani Kachanam Agyat Hoksajim Aviam, that the Supreme Lord, he's not manifest to the foolish. I like to say Mudadrusha. Foolish people can't see the Lord in their heart. He's there in the heart of everyone. Nato Natya Darolita, just like an actor on stage, he can't be recognized. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he danced in the house of Chandrasekhar, even Satyamata had very difficult to understand who this personality was, even her own son. So actors on stage, they're sometimes dressed up in such a way that you can't understand who he is. So in the same way, or you can say that first there was radio waves, then the television waves, now we have internet waves that are in the atmosphere, going everywhere. But one has to have proper receiver to understand, to catch these waves. One can't, Srila Prabhupada also used the example of the mailbox, that you can't just put your mail in any box and expect that it will get delivered. I have that personal knowledge of that. So one has to actually be, thank you. So the living, the sadhus, those who have captured the Lord in their heart, they have different, effect. Their presence has different effect on a place. Therefore it says, Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani, that they transform a place into a holy place. Srila Prabhupada, he established all these temples in the Western world, America, Europe, even in Africa, and he turned these different places into places of pilgrimage simply by his presence. Prabhu Vishnu Venama, by the potency, that's Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tara Pravartana. Krishna Shakti, he's in. Endowed with this Krishna Shakti. Without that Krishna Shakti, no one can establish or preach this Krishna consciousness. So one of these great personalities who had this Krishna Shakti was this Shamananda Prabhu. He was sufficiently endowed with this Krishna Shakti in such a way that he delivered the whole province of Utkal, which is now called Orissa. He was born, he appeared in 1535 AD, so simply just shortly after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. He was born in a family of gopas. His father's name was Krishna Mandal, and his mother was Durika. They were Gopas from Bengal. Gopa means, of course, those who protect the cows. In other words, he was Kishigo Rakshavanikam Paisha Karma Subhavata. Not in a Brahmin family, or what we would refer to as a Brahmin family, but in a Vaishya family. And still, in his later years, we have one time he established this Shamasundar temple in Vrindavan, just like we have Shamasundar here. I remember the Pujari used to come up to us and say, Shama is very Sundar. He would come up to us like this. Vrindavan, Shamasundar, and the fact that Shama is very Sundar. In Vrindavan also, very beautiful. They would take very nice care of this Shamasundar temple. It was just next to Loy Bazaar, closer to Loy Bazaar than to Radha Damodar, which is down the ways. So one time when we were visiting there, one of the ladies, she going by and she was chanting very nice, Jaya Jaya Shamananda Sri Rasikananda Nidubana Sevakara Paramananda. This temple, Shamasundar temple, is just next to Nidubana. So Shamananda Prabhu, he was sometimes celebrated as the associate of Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivasacharya. They had, practically speaking, the first TSKP party in our Gaudiya Vaishnava history. They took the books of the Goswamis from Vrindavan and they took them to to Bengal so that they could be copied like that. So he's also celebrated in relationship with his chief disciple, Rasikananda. Jaya Jaya Shamananda, Sri Rasikananda, all glories to Shamananda, all glories to Rasikananda. Nidurvana Sevakara Paramananda. But Nidurvana Sevakara, the Shamananda Prabhu is particularly one of his most famous pastimes is that he was sweeping the ground in the Nidurvana. Let's go back first. That the Shamananda Prabhu, very short of time. So much nectar is there. Shamananda Prabhu, took initiation in the line of Gauridas Pandit. Gauridas Pandit was one of the 12 Gopals. Gopa associates of Nityananda Prabhu. They were cowherd boys in Krishna's pastimes. And they appeared and took the role of Nityananda Prabhu's associates. Gauridas Pandit, Abhiram Thakur, like that. 12 associates were there. So they were in the mood of Sakya Bhav. Similarly, Hridayananda, who later became known as Hriday Chaitanya, because one time they had organized a Gaurpurnim festival and some disagreement was there with Gauridas Pandit. Gauridas Pandit was his spiritual master. And Hridayananda was his disciple. So there was some disagreement how they organized the festival, so Gauridas Pandit told Hridayananda to leave the temple. Temple is a very special temple too. That was a temple of Gaurantai. In that temple you can find an ore that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Gauridas Pandit. And he told him to take all the, because they had Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu had crossed the Ganges with the use of this ore. So he told Gauridas Pandit to use this ore for helping the living entities cross the ocean of material existence. Gauridas Pandit's elder brother, Suryadas Sarakela, was the father of Janava and Vasudha, the two consorts of Nityananda Prabhu. So this, some disagreement was there anyway. This Gauridas told Hridayananda to go on to the bank of the Ganges and hold his festival there. And during this festival, there was a wonderful kirtan where the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu appeared. And back at the temple, when the pujari came to offer the deities their bhog, their afternoon meal, they saw that the deities were gone. Gauridas immediately understood. He took a stick and he went to the bank of the Ganges where this Hridayananda and all had all big festival going on with a huge kirtan. Saw Gauridas Pandit came there with a stick and he saw that Gaurinathai was dancing in ecstasy in the kirtan, and they saw him with a stick and they immediately disappeared. They went into the heart of Hridayananda, therefore he became known as Hriday Chaitanya. So anyway, there's wonderful pastimes. The Sakya Bhav, he can take a stick in to his Lord. So Shamananda Prabhu, he took this initiation from this Hriday Chaitanya. And therefore it was expected that generally whatever Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bhij, you get some seed of devotion from the spiritual master, from the how that devotion manifests is by through the practice of devotional service. But that seed is there. Shamananda Prabhu, he came, he was there serving this Hriday Chaitanya. It's a description of how Shamananda Prabhu visited so many different holy places of pilgrimage. He just before and after this initiation. So when he was there, Hriday Chaitanya, he was immediately impressed by his stature, his looks and his behavior. He gave him initiation. And after some time, this Shamananda Prabhu wanted to study the devotional scripture, so he took permission from Hriday Chaitanya for traveling to holy places and visiting, to going to Vrindavan and studying the devotional scriptures from under the guidance of Jiva Goswami. And when he was listening to these accounts by the six Goswamis, how they described the different relationships that one can have with Krishna, this Shamananda Prabhu, he became very attracted to this the mood of Madhurya, the conjugal rasa. Jiva Goswami gave him the guidance, he said, to go and do some seva in Nidhuvan, sweeping the ground there, because this is one of the pastime places of Krishna and the gopis. They have that whole area, Seva Kunj, practically it's part of Seva Kunj, or bordering Seva Kunj. So it's described, very nice description, that one time when he was sweeping the grounds, he found an ankle bell, very special, very greatly effulgent. He touched it and he picked it. When he picked it up, immediately he became just completely, practically unconscious and spiritual ecstasy. He could understand this is not an ordinary ankle bell, so he kept it very carefully. And shortly after, we had a little booklet from this Shama Sundar Temple, written by the Acharya there, Krishna Gopalananda. And he gives, there's many different accounts actually I've heard a few different accounts. Some people say that Srimati Radharani came and personally took the ankle bell from Shamananda. According to him, he said that she sent Lalita in the form of an old gopi with the ragged clothes and everything. And she said, "That's my daughter-in-law. She lost this ankle bell. Have you seen it? Can you help us to find it?" She said, "I found the ankle bell, but I can't give it to just anyone. I have to know who's it belonged to, and I can understand simply by touching it that this ankle bell belongs to some great person, great spiritual personality. It can't be belong to any ordinary person of this material world." So there was some negotiations back and forth. Finally, Srimati Lalita Devi, she revealed her form to Shamananda Prabhu and got him to return the ankle bell. Srimati Radharani got her ankle bell, and whether Srimati Radharani or Lalita, Srimati Radharani touched his ankle bell to his forehead, and this way he manifests this different type of tilak, Shamanandi tilak, different marking. There's so many different tilak markings in India, different sects. Of course, the Mayavadis, they have their three lines across, and Ramanujas have one type of tilak, the Gaudias have one type of tilak, the Babajis and Radhakund, they always use the Radhakund Mithi. Dirt, the dirt from Radhakund. So this type of tilak was manifested on his forehead, and he was given, because Shamananda, from his birth, he was given the name Duki. Some of his other children died right after birth. Some, not his children, his siblings, mother and father, had a number of children, according to Krishna Gopalananda, at least, that they had different children were born before Shamananda from his mother and father, and they died right after birth. So when he was born, he was given his name Duki, just like sometimes Srila Prabhupada says the blind child is given the name Padmalochan, so that he, in order to counteract his karma, past karmas. So this Duki, at the time of initiation, he was given Duki Krishnadas. And after this ankle bell pastime took place, he was given this name Shamananda. So along with his new tilak, he got this name Shamananda. And he got also understanding that his relationship with Krishna, he took his form as one of the manjaris, the maid servants of Radharani and the gopis. This information came back to Rita Chaitanya, and he became very upset with this. How is this? My disciple is being reinitiated. This can't go on. So he came to Vrindavan, and they had some conference, different Vaishnavas. They tried to wipe the tilak from Shamananda Prabhu's forehead, and again it manifested again. So many different pastimes are there. They particularly, as I mentioned, he went with Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das Thakur to the east. From Vrindavan, they took the books of the Goswamis and they started preaching throughout the eastern India, Bengal. Srinivasacharya and Narottam were mostly in Bengal. Shamananda Prabhu was in Orissa. So there's some very nice pastimes that in Orissa there's a very famous temple, Kirachur Gopinath. We had opportunity to go there sometimes. It's described that this deity of Gopinath was carved by Lord Ramchandra, as when Ramchandra and Sita visited that place, Lord Ramchandra was smiling. He says, "I'm just remembering my pastimes as a cowherd boy." And Sita Devi was very curious, "What kind of pastimes you have?" And so Ramchandra carved this deity of Gopinath. Along with the deity of Gopinath, there's some cows at his footprint, at his feet like that. And so this deity was, Gopinath, was established by Lord Ramchandra. And sometime later, during the, just before the Shamananda Prabhu came there, there's described that the service of Gopinath was taken over by the townspeople. It's described here. Reaching Ramuna, Sri Shamananda Prabhu visited the temple to find that Sri Gopinathji was not adorned there. On missing his darshan, Sri Shamananda Prabhu felt so much afflicted that he stopped taking food and water. Afflicted by his suffering, Lord Krishna told Sri Shamananda Prabhu in a dream that those days the villagers used to worship him as Chandi Devi in the village market. According to this, that the deity of Gopinath was being worshipped as Chandi in the village market. So Shamananda Prabhu went to the market with some villagers and found that the villagers who were worshipping a stone besmeared with vermilion, treating him as Chandi Devi. That stone was retrieved from the villagers, cleaned and washed well per the directions of Sri Shamananda Prabhu. And after washing, a very beautiful and glittering Shiv Vigraha of Sri Gopinathji became visible on the stone. So they had a big festival there, and he established, they re-established the worship of Gopinathji. I don't know. That brings a big question. Is that, that was said to be after Madhavendra Puri? I think that's possible. So then it's described that when they left Ramuna, they went to Jagannath Puri for the Rath Yatra festival, and at that time they were coming there, the carts of Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra would not move because they were waiting for Shamananda, who was traveling at that time as Rasikananda Prabhu. So they came and these carts moved only at that time after the arrival of these two devotees. And the amazed King Gajapati, Sri Langula Nrsingadev, gifted a piece of land at a good and lonely place to Sri Shamananda Prabhu, who established there a mutt known as Kunjamat. There's one other interesting pastime here. I was trying to... thereafter they moved, they went from Nilachal to Rajghat. And one day, a Mayavadi sannyasi teased him by calling him a Jutta Kaur Vaishnava, a Vaishnava in the habit of telling lies. But Sri Shamananda Prabhu did not feel offended. He went on his own and reached to the bank of the Suvarnarekha River with devotees for a dip. There they saw a big crocodile lying there with an open mouth. Sri Shamananda Prabhu said to that crocodile, "Oh, Magaraj." Magar is a name for it's the Hindi name for crocodile. "Due to some bad acts during your previous birth, you have become a crocodile in this birth. You should shun violence now. Merciful Lord Sri Krishna shall surely bless you." Surprising all those present there, the crocodile came forward closer to Sri Shamananda Prabhu, who granted Harinam Maha Mantra to it. After that, the crocodile saluted Sri Shamananda Prabhu and entered the stream slowly and steadily. Seeing this with his own eyes, the sannyasi started repenting for having offended Sri Shamananda Prabhu by calling him a Juktakora Vaishnava. He fell at his lotus feet and begged for forgiveness. Sri Shamananda Prabhu blessed him and named him Shankardas. So there is, of course, many incidents of Shamananda Prabhu being coming from a Gopa family. That time caste consciousness was very prominent, and there was many incidents mentioned here how Brahmins, they became very reluctant to accept him as a great personality, to accept an initiation from him even. Rasikananda Prabhu did not have that mood at all. He took the initiation even though he was from a great exalted Brahmin family. So that is the Sat Karma Nipano Vipro Mantra Tantra Vishayada Vaishnava Guru Nasyat Sat Vaishnava Swapacho Guru. That even though a Brahmin is very expert, Sat Karma Nipano Vipro. Nipuna means very expert, Sat Karma, in the six activities of a Brahmin. A Vaishnava Guru Nasyat, he's not acceptable as a guru, but even of course he was not born in a family of dog eaters or anything, but even if someone is born in a family of dog eaters, he can become a guru if he's a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jai Krishna Tattva Vekase Guru Bhava. Someone has to know the science of Krishna and he can become a guru. Not someone who is very educated in the material world. It's not qualification. One has to know the science of Krishna. All right, let's stop there a long time. We're cut to the room. Anything? Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Sri Shamananda Prabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.